We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Thursday afternoon. Hold their feet to the fire. This has been a mission for many of us for many, many years. The 15th annual Hold Their Feet to the Fire event. It is amazing to me. We've got a marvelous turnout this year. We have wonderful talk radio personalities from around America, but much more importantly, we have folks like Sabine Coulter joining us with a story that needs to be told. And Sabine, number one, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciated it.
Let's dive right into this. Tell me why the heck you're involved in all this.
10 years ago, July 12, 2012, my only child, my 30-year-old son, Dominic, he called himself German Chocolate because he was half black, half German, worked for the Sheriff's Department in Riverside, California as a 911 dispatcher and working on becoming a helicopter pilot for the Sheriff's Department. That was his goal. Mama's boy, proud mama's boy, my best friend, love of my life. Biggest prankster. We shared a household. Life was so good. He was on his way to work at 5:45 a.m.
Right.
On his motorcycle when an illegal alien from Guatemala with two felony convictions, armed robbery, grand theft, two DUIs,
wow,
no license, received probation for, well, California. And this guy took his truck, not registered, not insured, and turned it in front of Dominic, killed him instantly. He tried to flee, but thank God, well, there were two witnesses. One stayed with Dominic. The other one ran after him. He was never charged with a hit and run. The first responder that showed up was Dominic's best friend, a cop. He couldn't work it because he recognized the motorcycle.
Right.
The dispatch center got calls in about a fatality, and they realized it was Dominic. So they shut down. They had to bring in outside people.
Oh my gosh.
Fire department showed up, and they didn't know what to do because he was one of their volunteers, trusted volunteers.
Oh.
So, it affected a whole city, not just me and my family and his friends, but I thought it was an accident. Accidents happen. I get that.
Right.
But we met every time, every day, all day long. There were people at the accident scene lighting candles, just talking about him, sharing him, getting support. And a cop walked up to me and whispered, "You need to tell the DA to tell you the truth." I didn't know what to do with that. So I asked him, I said, "What are you talking about?" He says, "Well, the guy who killed Dominic was an illegal alien." So I knew about illegal aliens. The Home Depot is right there. People pick them up to do cheap labor. I just didn't know how bad, how deep it is. So 10 years in,
yeah.
Good God, we are in trouble. We're funding our own invasion.
Yeah.
So the guy who killed Dominic, they arrested him. And the judge, we went only to a hearing. They kept me away from having a trial. And at that time, I didn't even know what my name was anymore. My world had just been shattered. And so it was a hearing, and the illegal alien was asked what he would say to his victim's mother. And he put his hands in a prayer movement and said, "Well, God gives life, God takes life. I was only on my way to work." And of course he needed a translator, which later on he spoke English, but let's waste some more tax dollars. The judge then looked at me and said, "I wish I would have known more about this case." And that was my face right there, like, okay, you're the judge? He said, "But I made a deal with the defendant to plead guilty to a misdemeanor vehicular manslaughter without gross negligence. And I'm going to honor my word." They had to peel me off the floor because here's my son dead, upstanding citizen, member of our community, and this guy gets a deal, and the deal was 9 months, 5-year probation, and he walked out after 35 days.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Honest to goodness, I just don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
It's awful. I guess the first thing I should say is just as a father, yeah. I mean, my heart breaks for you.
Yeah.
I can't begin to imagine what it's like to bury a child.
No,
that's awful.
Well, I have his ashes with me. They travel with me everywhere I go.
Well, and I see a pretty handsome smiling face on the in that photo as well. So let me ask you this, because people listen to this going, all right, I'm listening to Sabine. It sounds like you may have come from somewhere else.
Yes.
Right?
I came from Germany. And guess what? I came through the front door the legal way.
Yeah.
I had a resident alien card. Dominic's dad was in the military, so we were stationed over here in California. And I had a resident alien card. And then I thought, you know what? I want to vote. I want to be part of this fabric. I want to be part of this. We're going to live here.
Yeah.
So I studied, and it took me 6 years to become a citizen. And I'm a proud citizen. Only to have my only child taken by an illegal alien who skipped the line.
Wow.
And who thought he had the right to do it, because the arrogance
is
just screaming. He was so bored during all the hearings that it was like, yeah, what? I mean, you know, you got to let me go. Now, here comes the kicker. While the hearing was going on, he got to bail out for $10,000. He just killed an American and an illegal, and he found $10,000 as a day laborer. Well, we found out he's connected to cartels. But they let him out, and he was so arrogant, he came back.
Wow.
Well, to spend 35 days. Yeah. What a deal.
35 days for your son.
Yeah. Now I got louder. Now I started waking up. Because now you come out, this mama bear comes out. I'm Dom's mom. That was the love of my life. I'm fighting for this guy. He deserves justice.
Absolutely.
So we had some ICE agents, had an ICE agent call me anonymously and tell me where the killer of my son was being held in a detention center for illegal alien criminals out in the desert.
Okay.
2 hours from us. Nobody even told me about that. I thought he was already gone. No, they kept him in there. So we went, my now husband and I, for a year and a half, every week, 2 hours, 3 hours, we would sit in the reception area and make sure they knew not to open the back door, because I was told sometimes they open the back door and let them out because they're overcrowded.
Good Lord.
Yes, it was in Adelanto, and it's there. They're still, it was like a Club Med for illegal alien criminals. Well, they didn't get the chocolate on the pillow, but everything else, they had a phone bank, visitation, soccer field in the back. And a year and a half later, they finally deported him. I got a call from that agent. I'm taking him to the airport. Well, he's back. His family's in Riverside. He's back with a different name, and I'm waiting to see the news and see that face again, killing somebody else.
So you took all of this, and I have to think, Sabine, that most of us, I'm going to put myself in this category, most of us, if we went through what you went through, I would be in my house, the doors locked, the window shades drawn. I wouldn't talk to anybody. I don't know that I could go out to go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
You said, okay, not only am I not staying in the house, I'm going to make a difference. Yeah. And part of this, of course, is domhugs.com. Domhugs.com. But you're all over the place trying to make a difference. Tell us a little bit about what you're trying to do.
Well, it started with where I was so sad and so depressed that I thought of killing myself. I had a plan to take my life.
Yeah.
And then I saw Donald Trump come down the escalator. I wasn't in politics. I didn't care. I was just, it was no big deal to me.
Yeah.
And I wonder if he's doing another Apprentice. And all of a sudden, he's talking about running for president. And then he mentioned illegal immigration.
Yes.
I looked up. And I get emotional. And I drop to my knees. And I knew that was God's way of telling me, don't do this. You need it around. You need to do more.
Yeah.
I didn't know that I would get a call from the Trump organization to meet him in L.A., where he tapped me on my shoulder after he heard my story. and said, go tell him, because the press stopped reporting about it.
Right.
So he tapped me on my shoulder and said, go tell your story. And I felt my son behind me because I was sweating. I didn't want to talk. Now you can't shut me up. But back then, I just couldn't. And I felt him, and he said, Mom, you got this, now or never. And I told his story, and the next day CNN had me on. What a miracle, 3 years later.
Yeah.
But it propelled me out, and I learned about myself and my strength and trusting God got this. My husband, the biggest supporter of me, and knew Dominic for 3 years before he died. So then I got a call to be a guest speaker at the RNC in Cleveland. I got invited to rallies, to the White House. I was in January, I was at Mar-a-Lago, and he knows Dom's mom, and Dominic, he remembers.
Yeah.
My mission in life became to share my son with the world, what an incredible human being he was. How much he's missed. His friends still celebrate his birthday. Babies are named after him. Even though I'm crying right now, it's a release to share with you what a man he was. And I don't want to meet any more angel moms. I've met too many. I have so many friends whose children that have died. They know when I speak about Dominic, I speak about their children because they didn't have to lose it. And I want people to understand that you have to stop working with feelings on this. We are experiencing a planned invasion. This is not a oops. We're being lied to, like Kamala said, the border secured while we're watching thousands coming across. Our children deserve better. Your grandchildren deserve better. Because if we don't work this now and speak up and tell the truth, it's not racist. Illegal is not a race.
Right.
It's an action, and that is illegal.
Yeah.
Then they won't have a future. If you don't feel any emotions about Americans that losing children, family members because of fentanyl, because of drunk drivers. Think of the babies that are getting raped on the way over here. Raped to death. They found a 6-year-old with 26 different DNAs in her. They have women that get raped and abused. They have rape trees where they put their underwear on the tree as a trophy. So if you don't think about our own people that are suffering, think about them, because they're getting told lies by the cartels who make millions.
Yeah.
These unaccompanied minors, 40% of these children disappear. Nobody knows where they are. They are being used in snuff films, sexual trade, in everything evil you can imagine. And our money that's supposed to help our veterans that are sleeping out there at the Union Station on the ground, they are in the shadows. Illegal aliens are out of the shadows. They're getting paid. They get assistance as soon as they step on our soil by NGOs, non-governmental agencies, with money that's refunded because it comes from us. It's our own money that pays for this.
Yeah.
Stop being afraid of being called a racist. I get called racist. Well, you saw my son. I say, okay, throw in Nazi because I was born in Germany.
Oh, my
gosh. But speak up. No, start local. You don't have to go out and speak like I do. I learned it, and I'm passionate. You have to unplug the microphone to shut me up now. But know your school board.
Yep.
Know the mayor. Know what the people around you that control the laws, who implement laws, know what they believe. And if that's your belief, or vote them out. That's your biggest right.
Right.
Then go from there and speak about it. Share. Go to domhugs.com and share it with people. Look it up. I don't want to hug another angel mom. There was just a young sheriff was killed in Colorado, killed by a drunk driver on a motorcycle. Ripped my heart open because it threw me back to that moment.
Yeah.
I know what that family's going through. And people just have to stop being afraid of speaking up.
Sabine, my hat is off to you. My heart is out to you. Domhugs.com is the website we want people to go to. We also urge you to visit defendtheborder.org, which is Tom Homan's operation. And let me just say this, and we're far over time, but I listened to your story. I'm looking at Dom, and I was cop a long, long time ago. Dispatchers, people in that dispatch center, they are the first of the first responders.
Unsung heroes.
Yes. So I mean, he sounded like an amazing guy.
He
and I'm sorry I never got to know him. And I'm sorry
you
that.
You would have enjoyed him.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
He was a heck of a guy.
Yes, he was.
He's got one hell of a mom.
Thanks.
That's for sure. And I thank you for telling your story. I'm sorry you have to tell your story.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I get the sense that with everything that Dominic wanted to do, you would have gladly traded what your notoriety in a second.
Oh,
and
I don't need none of
right.
that. I don't need any of that. If I would have never been to Mar-a-Lago, I wanted my son to become that helicopter pilot and enjoy life and have a family and kids and grandkids that I could have spoiled rotten.
Yeah.
But I've been dealt this, and God put me here for a reason. And I'm going to fight for Dominic and other Americans that they never have to feel this.
Well,
thank you, Jeff.
We're both people of faith, Sabine. I got a sneaking suspicion that Dominic has better wings than he would have gotten as a helicopter pilot.
Yeah.
And just thank you.
He's around, and he lets me know in different ways. It's really strange. Yeah,
it's not strange. It's the way it is.
Yeah.
Thank you again.
Thank you,
God bless you. I hope we get the chance to talk again soon.
Absolutely. I'd love to anytime.
Anytime.
Same
here. Sabine Coulter. It's Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.